The number of American troops killed in Iraq and Afghanistan is nearing 4,000, and now one of them is Sergeant First Class John Tobiasen. Sergeant Tobiasen was killed last week in Iraq, age 42. He was buried yesterday in his home of Hayfield, Minnesota. Here's Minnesota Public Radio's C. Stachura.
John Tobiasen grew up in the shadows of the Twin Cities. A few years ago, he moved to Hayfield, Minnesota, a town on the edge of the prairie. While Hayfield was home, Tobiasen wasn't really there much. He was on his second tour of duty in Iraq when he was shot. He'd also served in Operation Desert Storm. Tobiasen was divorced with no kids. People say he was quiet and led a private life. American Legion Post Commander Dennis Lindquist says once you knew him, you couldn't say a bad thing about him. Lindquist says, for example, Tobiasen liked to brew homemade wine. Even that went to a good cause.
You know, we did have a family that I believe had some medical problems, and he brought in some homemade wine and sold shots of wine, and all the money was donated to the family.
Hayfield is the type of town where everyone can tell you a little something about Tobiasen. At the restaurant, the cook remembers Tobiasen as a big hugger. Customer Charmin Walrick remembers that Tobiasen decorated his house in American flags.
And there were flags all over, hanging on the walls, and I mean, just lots of flags.
It was the Legion that really made Hayfield home for Tobiasen. At the restaurant next door to the Legion, Bruce Teagan sips coffee and tears up. Teagan first sold Tobiasen his home and then signed him up at the Legion. Whenever Tobiasen was home, you could find him there. He says Tobiasen joined the Army and worked as a military cook, then joined the Reserves. His friend Bruce Teagan says the military was a community for Tobiasen. Bruce Teagan served in Vietnam. He says he and Tobiasen talked about how similar those two wars were.
He did let on about when he's over there in Iraq that being martyred and there was no safe place to be. And he didn't really know who the enemy was. So he, you know, you had to kind of watch your back 24/7.
Bruce Teagan says he advised John Tobiasen not to get too close to anyone if he wanted to stay alive. In June, Tobiasen wrote a patriotic letter to Hayfield's newspaper, saying it would be an honor to die for his country. He'd recently been promoted, and he was about to extend his tour from October to January. When Tobiasen was home on leave last summer, he carried the flag during the Legion's 4th of July parade. An American Legion manager, Delmont Martin, says he convinced him to cook in the Legion kitchen. Martin says he and Tobiasen disagreed about the war. Tobiasen felt it was his duty to support his comrades and his country's leadership. They did agree that the sacrifices soldiers make are important ones. And Martin says he doesn't think that's been acknowledged enough.
I listened to news in the morning. There were 36 people killed over there this month, and I never heard it mentioned once. It's like it doesn't exist anymore. If you don't kill at least 10 people, it's not newsworthy.
Tobiasen had been in the military for 14 years and was planning to serve for 20. Family say he planned to retire to a cabin in the woods and pursue another of his passions, fishing. For NPR News, I'm C. Stachura.